Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LA's has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, the latest on job losses in the county, a growing concern for lost learning while kids are out of school, and a recently unemployed Linwood woman's new business. But first, yesterday, Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that LA would become the first major city in America to offer wide-scale testing to all residents, with or without symptoms. But it may not be as straightforward as it sounds. Here's Jackie Fortier on how this will work.
Well, we don't really know. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti said everyone in the county can get a COVID-19 test, even if they don't have symptoms. But we kind of found out today that there's a little bit of a caveat. That's only at city-run testing sites. So the city and county each run their own testing sites. And today, county officials said that they will continue to prioritize tests. Testing kits are still hard to come by. So county health officials said they're focused on people in congregate living situations like nursing homes, jails, people experiencing homelessness, all of which have had big COVID-19 outbreaks. Essential workers and people with symptoms of COVID-19, people over the age of 65 or have chronic health conditions can get tested at one of the county sites. As far as the city goes, the mayor's website at a city-run site, but the website to sign up for a test does not appear to be working.
Next, as our newsroom continues to follow the economic impact of the pandemic, Robert Gurova has been digging through the data about continued job losses.
Yeah, a new analysis from the California Policy Lab estimates the state's unemployment rate is now close to a whopping 20%. California saw more than 2.5 million claims from mid-March to April 11th. In contrast, the highest three-week total during the Great Recession was less than 300,000. One of the researchers at UCLA I spoke with said that the spike is unprecedented. Younger workers and less educated workers have been some of the hardest hit. That's in part because they work a lot of retail and food industry jobs, which have been most affected by physical distancing, of course. One in three workers in this accommodations and food services group applied for benefits. One thing that kind of surprised me, though, was that claims in the healthcare and social assistance fields were way up. The theory there is that while some parts of the healthcare system are in extreme demand right now, other parts are not, like regularly scheduled checkups, things like that. But in general, we're seeing more unemployment claims coming from people who are already financially vulnerable.
With schools closed for the rest of the school year and reliable at-home learning not guaranteed, there is growing concern about making up for the time kids are spending outside the classroom. Kyle Stokes has more.
Yeah, by now you've probably heard that the governor has floated the idea that schools might reopen early, start a new school year early by cutting summer break short. And the reason the governor gave for potentially recommending this drastic action is because they are concerned that students are basically falling behind academically while they're stuck at home. There was a study that was put out by a prominent testing consortium that estimated that students could lose between a half a year, as much as a full year in math particularly, so that they're basically giving back whatever academic gains they had made before the crisis while they're sitting at home. So now I'm asking experts about this because we've studied learning loss that happens every year regularly during the summer. What does the research that we know about summer learning loss tell us about this unprecedented situation? But I think the conventional wisdom from the front lines, from educators and principals and district officials, is that a lot of students are going to return well behind whenever it is that schools return to normal.
And finally, Eric Galindo talks to a woman in Linwood who lost her job, but now she's starting a new microbusiness.
Yeah, it's a great story. Miriam Rojo, her whole family is undocumented and they got laid off and they don't qualify for any benefits. So they wound up getting a $100 gift card donated to them. And instead of just going and buying groceries and then worrying about next week, they decided to start selling Abuela's Menudo, and they're making the Sinaloa style menudo, and they're selling it every week. It's selling out, and each week they're collecting more and more towards the rent because their landlord's actually still collecting the rent. And it's a great story. It involves like four amazing women who kind of came together to help her, and I can't wait for everybody to read it on LAist.com.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.